Oasis Audio presents The Carousel Painter by Judith Miller. Read for you by Rebecca Gallagher. Chapter 1, April 10th, 1890, Collinsford, Ohio. I perched on the edge of the brocade settee while Mrs. Galloway stared at me as though she discovered a new species. I felt as though I should check my appearance in the hallway mirror. Had the identity of Carrington Lee Brower completely vanished on the journey from France? Possibly I'd sprouted horns. I considered touching my head. The very thought of stubby protrusions poking out from beneath my unfashionable straw hat caused me to force back a giggle, my compulsive reaction to unpleasant situations. I giggled at my mother's funeral when I was 10. Last month I'd done the same thing when they placed my father in his grave. I'm told it's a survival behavior used by many children. But at 21 years of age, I was no longer a child, and I doubted such conduct would endear me to this dour-faced woman. Then again, I wasn't certain there was anything that would please Mrs. Galloway. Her lips appeared to be permanently fixed in an upside-down U. She rang a small brass bell that brought a servant scurrying into the room. The maid didn't look much older than me, or any more pleasant than Mrs. Galloway. "We'll need tea, Francis, and tell Thomas I need to speak with him," the girl mumbled before turning on her heel. Mrs. Galloway's eyebrows dipped into a scowl. "Good help is impossible to find nowadays. Do you find the same to be true in Paris, Miss Brower?" I forced myself to smile. "Please..."